Just get your leg up there and, whoa, got a kicker here. Maybe you should just calm down and listen to the story, huh? Okay? Hold on. Gotta feed the kitties. Okay, I'm back. Let's start from the start, huh? See, Frankie was this guy. He was like, he's this tough guy in the neighborhood. Lives around the corner with his pop what ran the newsstand. You know, where you can buy gum and smokes and newspapers, right? That kind of stuff. His pop's name's Giuseppe. Real old school-like. Real old country. Come over here in what, 96, 97? Been here forever. When the Hindenburg went down and when they lost that Lindbergh baby. Tragic. And this Frankie's a big guy, you know, no slouch. Told everyone he got them bulging biceps hauling around them crates of merchandise and stacks of papers for his old man, who's a boozer, by the way, and he's got some debts he had to pay off. Problem was, there were some rumors going around about him. What kind of rumors? I don't know. I mean, you know, it was just kind of personal rumors about the guy and, some people thought he was a, that he preferred, I'll tell you later. So look, the day he disappeared, it's like, what, 3, 4 in the afternoon, and little Rodney Resnick was messing around in the street, chucking a baseball at the steps of that old abandoned townhouse. What? No, it wasn't little Ronnie what disappeared. Frankie did. Pay attention. Little Ronnie comes up to Frankie and Frankie's pop's newsstand with tears just streaming down his face. A freaking busted fire hydrant, this kid. Frankie looks around to see if his pop's anywhere in sight, and he ain't, so he says, hey, kid, what's the matter? And the kid, Ronnie, he just keeps on crying and crying. I mean, who would have thought such a scrawny little kid had so much water in him? Didn't they fast for Hanukkah or something? You know, all right. Anyway, Frankie says, hey, you want some candy? Candy. I mean, really? But the kid falls for it, and Frankie sneaks a Hershey bar from the stand and hands it over to little Ronnie, who's sitting on the widow Miss Feldman's stoop now. So Frankie sits down next to him and kind of looks around real quick. One of them cats always around in the neighborhood comes sauntering over and rubs up against him, and Frankie just pets it a little. And then he licks his lips, and he puts his arm around the kid. And Ronnie don't even notice. He's just chomping away on his Hershey bar, chocolate smeared all over his face like a kid, eating a big chocolate bar and getting it all over his face. And then the widow Miss Feldman opens up a window and sticks her head out, and Frankie's arm whips off the kid's shoulder like a snake bit him. What'd you do, Frankie? The widow Miss Feldman asks, kind of shocked. What'd you do? Nothing. I didn't do nothing. He just come up here like this. What, with his face all swole up and crying? You beat that kid up? He steal something from yous? Nah, he didn't. Hey, Ronnie, why are you crying like this? So the kid told him. He was over there throwing the ball against the stoop when some big goombas come riding through and takes the ball, and when he puts up a stink, they throw the thing through the window of the old abandoned house. Oh, look! It's Widow Snookums! See this little kitty? Started hanging around lately. I can't blame them. Got about 10 out there. They like to prowl around the backyard. So, at this point in the narrative, it becomes necessary to describe our old abandoned townhouse. It looks like any other townhouse on the block, except for the fact that it's empty. And that emptiness weighed on it like eating too much hamburger lasagna on a hot summer day. Now, that's an awful comparison. How about it weighed on the house like a wet wool straitjacket? Not perfect, but better. It was just the fact that the windows was all the time dark, you know? And not just your, the lights is out and it's midnight on Halloween dark, but black. Pure black. Opaque. That's the word, right? Just not...